In the meantime, Sherry, we're delighted to have you in, too, because we haven't had a chance to talk with you for a long time about the internet, especially as social media, and some of the ways in which people are connecting creatively with it. And one of the ways, and with the recent battle over the Medicare system, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, it brought up the need for getting in touch with your congresspeople.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. We'd like to commonly or colloquially refer to it as pocket democracy, in trying to find a way to connect directly to our lawmakers. Some of these apps that are coming out are making it just a lot easier.
So these apps are different than, just tweeting out there into the sphere.
Right.
And just seeing who's going to listen and subscribe to you.
Right. And we all want that dialogue, you know, when we're talking about our politics or what it is we want. And we even connect with a lot of our legislators, both from our states and on a national level, on Twitter, on Facebook, so that we can give some of that feedback. However, if you really want your voice to be counted, if you really want your voice to be heard, you actually have to connect with somebody in one of their offices. And a lot of these apps are actually doing that.
Really? I mean, so that was the one thing. So here someone develops an application, but they're, how do you know it's actually getting to where you're, what the destination is? How do you know someone's actually reading or partaking?
Surprisingly, and especially with all of the legislation, either repeals or inactions that have been going on, most offices have been overwhelmed, right?
Yeah.
And so getting through, you either get a busy signal or you have to leave a message. And you're right. Does it count? Do I connect? Well, eventually, you are going to start getting letters back from some of these apps that you actually use. And so you know from that perspective that it has been received. So you do get to talk to your legislators.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the one thing, you know, who do you not only voice your opinion to, but you also try to want to find like-minded people, but then at the also time, you also want to find people that aren't like-minded that you can have an intelligent conversation with and discussion.
Right. And so, to open that up.
And to open up, yes.
Yeah. There have been apps around for a long time. And one of which is just Congress. And I think it's called My Congress. And that's just a database. And so you can go in and actually word search or search by any one of the bills that are up. It will tell you if it's gone to committee. It'll tell you if it's been in a vote. It'll tell you if it's been referred back to committee. Mm-hmm. It'll tell you all the actions that are down there. Now, understanding that it's a thick read, though.
I bet.
That's not an easy read. However, if you really just needed to get to the meat or the language of a bill, I would recommend that.
And it's called Congress or My Congress?
Yeah, it's called Congress. Okay. Congress.com.
This is a website, not an application.
No, it's an app. It is.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's called .com. Okay.
Yep, it does.
Because we're still stuck in that mode.
It does.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
And I don't understand it because, truthfully, wouldn't it be .gov? I mean, you would think.
Yep.
But the nice thing is that it's not interpreted. It is just the legislation. It really is just how the bills are coming through and what the votes are, and then finally roll calls and then the final vote. But coming out of this last election, we had a rather executive action happy president, and he was threatening to take away monies either from universities or cities who wanted to be sanctioned cities.
Including radio stations.
Absolutely.
Public radio.
And so my alma mater, two students over at UC Berkeley, undergrads, not grad students, were really trying to defend UC Berkeley because he was threatening to take away their money.
Right.
And so they created a logarithm that checked that White House website anytime anything changed. And so it's called Presidential Actions. And so anytime he enacted anything, you know, all of those executive orders, it changed on the website, and so it would force out any of the information. And so it's an interesting app,
right?
But not my favorite.
Right.
And there is another one I'm going to tell you about, which is Voter. It's called Voter, and it is the Tinder for politics. It really is. You swipe right to agree, and you swipe left to disagree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. It's not that you're dating, you know, on the app itself, although you may feel like that sometimes for the number of times that you're calling your lawmaker these days. You take an initial survey, and it's a great app to find people who are like-minded, like you said. It's one where you can gather people kind of in a social way and talk about those things. And then you can finally post your views, but it's anonymously, right? So you're not really there talking to anybody. You're not really there connecting to your congressperson. The other one that I love and the one that I've been using is called not that one. Countable. Here we go. Sorry, I just couldn't remember the name of it.
Oh, Countable.
Yes,
okay.
Countable. And this is my favorite piece. It does summarize all of the legislation that is up for vote. And it does, if you set it up right, you can get a push for anything that's supposed to be enacted in D.C. Now, the summaries are written by journalists. They're not written by lay people, and they're not written by people who are going to step back with a bias, or hopefully not too much of a bias. But it also has a place where if you want more information, you can click on it and go to the actual writing of the bill itself. However, you can go through and vote the way that you would want to have your lawmakers vote, whether it's a senator or a congressperson, and you can let them know how you feel on every single one of these topics, and it does go to them. So you can also have a dialogue with them. You can also have it pushed to you anytime they vote on anything, which is amazing. So it's all in real time that this can actually happen. And then there are options to go directly to their email and just...
Now, this site is called what again?
Countable.
Countable.
Yes.
Well, it's an
application. Countable. And it's an app.
It's an app, not a website.
Oh, it's an app.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So when we're talking about, you know, pocket democracy, we're talking about just being able to connect on our phones. Because
I love that term, pocket democracy.
I can't take credit for it. The Verge actually wrote it. So, but it's very catchy, you know, and it really does tell us what we do. I mean, we take tests on our phones these days or on our tablets. We interact on emails, you know, correspondence. We do projects on them. So having that ability to talk from your phone to your congressperson.
You know, I would like to be an eighth grade teacher and have students put this on their, you know, on their phones.
Yes.
And just to see, because, you know, one thing I hated, I'm sorry, I should have said eighth grade government teacher.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I still remember my eighth grade, and he was also the football coach.
Okay.
And he shoved government down our throats.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Yes.
Well, and we even simulated, when I was in eighth grade, we even simulated electing a president, right? And it was one of our students.
Yeah.
But we held Congress, we had caucuses, we had primaries, and they had to have a platform, and, you know, we eventually got to the conventions, and, you know, it was a really big deal.
Wow.
So,
we've been talking, by the way, excuse me just for a moment, because we take a break in just a second here, and we've been talking about pocket democracy, and Sherry Kam has got, what we're going to do is we're going to post this information for you on our website, internetadvisor.net, after the show, to make sure that you can get to it. So don't try to go off the road and write this down, but we can make it. Let's take a break, and when we come back after these messages, we'll recap some of these things for people, and on pocket democracy. We'll be back to talk some more about social media, and it's giving us an avenue into making our voices heard both in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals as well. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, and Ed Rudell and Sherry Kam in studio with me here today as we're talking about, first of all, this last segment. Sherry, you were talking about making your voice heard both in Washington, D.C. in particular, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, there's an application you called accountable.
I did, yes.
And that is, you can download that at where, anywhere on the net. And it's simply C-O-U-N-T-A-B-L-E.
Correct.
Accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So Google for that. We will have those links up online. But it allows you, as you said during the break, the key here is you get in before the votes are taken.
Right,
and
right.
you can make yourself known at that point.
Yes, because some constituents have avoided their home base when they're on their break, when they're supposed to be talking to their constituents, whether it be for a town hall or mm-hmm. An assembly or some sort of speaking opportunity. When it's come to something that's rather unpopular, they have come to really avoid and talk to the echo chamber of only supporters.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay. Matter of fact, you said, I think it was a senator from Pittsburgh, was it that you said?
It's from Pennsylvania. I'm trying to remember his name, and it's not coming to me right away, but he was overwhelmed with 500,000 phone calls when it came to Betsy DeVos's approval for the Secretary of Education.
People were able to let him know.
He was one of the holdouts as an undecided, and I think that's why they really honed in on him and one of the gentlemen from Utah, and there was another one. It was one of the middle states that I'm still not remembering, but they were hoping to sway just one Republican, so that it would change her approval.
But didn't at the time.
No.